Welcome to this audio explainer provided by Oz Rehab. Today we are discussing the critical importance of near-miss reporting in the workplace. Near-misses happen far more often than formal incident logs suggest. According to Safe Work Australia, 3.5% of workers recently experienced a work-related injury or illness. That figure reflects events where actual harm occurred, but it misses the many moments when harm was only seconds away. A workplace that shrugs off close calls leaves the next worker exposed to the exact same hazard. In Australia, close calls often get brushed off with a "nothing happened, so it is fine," or a "she'll be right" attitude. That response is incredibly risky. What exactly is a near miss? It's an unplanned, work-related event that did not cause injury, illness, or damage, but easily could have under slightly different circumstances. The outcome may have been harmless, but the risk was real. Why is a near miss considered an early warning sign? It's a warning because it reveals a distinct weakness somewhere in your work system. That weakness may involve equipment that is faulty, poorly maintained, or badly guarded. It might highlight an environment plagued by clutter, poor lighting, unstable storage, or slippery surfaces. It could expose a gap in the system of work itself, such as poor traffic separation or unclear task sequencing. Or it may point to a behavioral risk, such as bypassing safety isolation procedures or taking a shortcut under intense pressure. A highly useful analogy here is a smoke alarm. The alarm itself is not the fire, but it's the urgent warning that tells you to act before conditions worsen. A near miss works the exact same way for workplace safety. It alerts the entire team to a hidden risk well before someone actually gets hurt. Many workers do not report close calls simply because they don't realize the event counts. A practical near miss usually involves a situation where a small change in timing or position could have led to serious harm. Let's look at slips, trips, and falls. Common examples include tripping over an unsecured cable but catching yourself, slipping on a wet floor without actually falling, missing a step but grabbing the handrail just in time, or exiting a vehicle onto uneven ground and stumbling. These events often get dismissed quickly, but they shouldn't. A different movement could have resulted in a severe injury. Falling objects are another clear example. This might include a heavy tool falling from a height and landing nearby, overhead materials shifting but not striking anyone, or an item dropping from storage and hitting the ground close to a worker. These dropped object events point to serious issues with storage, exclusion zones, and housekeeping. They are warnings that a worker was almost in the wrong place at the wrong time. Machinery near misses also deserve fast review because the energy involved can be highly destructive. Examples include clothing catching in machinery but tearing free, equipment malfunctioning without causing injury, or a jammed tool being adjusted without proper isolation. These expose serious gaps in maintenance or guarding. Manual handling events are also critical. Examples include workers nearly colliding while carrying a long object, a forklift breaking suddenly near a pedestrian, a trolley rolling unexpectedly, or a worker losing their balance while reaching for an awkward load. To clarify the difference, a near miss means no injury occurred, but risk was present, giving you a chance to act. A workplace incident means harm has already happened. Why does near-miss reporting matter so much? A good safety system doesn't wait for an injury before it pays attention. Near-misses often highlight hidden hazards that routine checks simply miss because the risk only becomes visible during real work activity. A worker may notice a blind traffic corner, an unstable load, confusing handover protocols, or a repetitive movement problem long before it appears on a formal audit sheet. Patterns matter deeply. One report may look minor, but five similar reports tell a very different story. That pattern can reveal failing controls, poor layout, or a system issue that needs a broader fix. Reporting prevents future injuries. The same hazard that caused one close call may severely injure the next person. Near-miss reporting gives the workplace a crucial chance to act early, which is almost always easier and less costly than managing an actual incident. Furthermore, near misses act as leading safety indicators. Traditional injury numbers only tell you what has already gone wrong. Near misses tell you what could go wrong next. They help organizations move from reactive safety to preventive safety. Injury data alone can paint a false picture. A workplace may look safe on paper simply because serious harm hasn't occurred yet. Near misses bring those warning signs forward. Reporting also improves overall productivity and costs. When preventable hazards are fixed early, workplaces see fewer injuries, less downtime, fewer work interruptions, and lower compensation pressure. So, why do near misses often go unreported? The barriers are usually practical and cultural. The most common reason is the belief that because nothing happened, it's not worth reporting. Other barriers include a fear of blame or disciplinary action, reporting systems that are far too complex, or the feeling that past reports never led to visible change. To fix this, workplaces must create a no-blame reporting culture that focuses on fixing systems and conditions. People report more often when they believe the workplace is interested in learning rather than punishing. A good practical reporting culture includes four main features. First, keep reporting simple. It should be easy to submit on shift or in the field. Good options include a short form, QR code access, or supervisor-assisted reporting. Second, acknowledge reports quickly. Silence sends the wrong message. Workers should know their report has been seen. Third, show visible follow-up. If a cable hazard is reported and the area is reconfigured, tell the team. If traffic lines are changed, explain exactly why. And finally, focus on learning. Managers should ask, what made this possible? What conditions were present? Which control failed? What would stop a repeat? This line of thinking produces much stronger safety action than simply asking who was involved. You can also use near misses effectively in toolbox talks. Real close calls hold attention because they are recent, concrete, and relevant to the actual work. A short toolbox talk can use a near miss to clearly identify a hazard, test if existing controls still make sense, and refresh the safe work method. For example, if a worker nearly trips over a loose extension cord near the packing bench, the toolbox talk can cover housekeeping, charging station layout, and pedestrian routes. If a forklift breaks suddenly near a pedestrian, the discussion can immediately shift to line marking, horn use, speed, and load sight lines. These short discussions build ongoing awareness. What should be included in a near-miss report? It doesn't need to be long, just accurate. It should include what happened, where and when it occurred, what could have happened to show potential severity, the immediate actions taken, and the worker's practical suggestions for a fix. For example, a simple report might say, "I tripped on a loose extension cord near the packing bench. It was in the warehouse packing area at 2:15 p.m. on Tuesday. I could have fallen forward while carrying stock. I moved the cord away from the walkway and told the supervisor. We should install a dedicated power point closer to the bench." What happens after a near miss is reported? First, the report must be reviewed promptly. Urgent risks should be controlled straight away. Next, identify the root causes. Look beyond the event itself and ask what allowed it to happen. Was it poor maintenance, layout, visibility, fatigue, or training? Then, implement controls or changes. This may include repairs, isolation, changes to layout, revised traffic routes, or ergonomic reviews. This is where a practical prevention partner is vital. Oz Rehab provides workplace assessments and ergonomic reviews and manual handling training that supports safer systems. Sometimes the issue isn't worker awareness, but the reporting system itself. Warning signs that your system needs attention include workers talking informally about close calls but logging few formal reports, reports containing the exact same hazard again and again, or workers believing that reporting only creates trouble rather than improvement. Near misses are not minor events. They are critical chances to prevent injury before harm occurs. A workplace that treats close calls seriously is much better placed to improve safety and reduce operational disruption. At Oz Rehab, we support businesses through tailored assessments and rehabilitation services to reduce risk. If something nearly went wrong, speak up. Contact Oz Rehab today at 1-300-391-947 or email office@ozrehab.com. Thank you for listening.